August 1st is a holiday in a number of provinces across the country of Canada. And in Ontario, it's called the Civic Long Weekend. Now, don't ask me what that even means, because quite frankly, I don't have a clue. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History, now in its second year from the Weather Network in Canada. Everyone says that the summer they currently experience is the hottest one ever. But back in 2006, it was so oppressively hot that the grid almost crashed. This day in weather history. Midway through the summer of 2006 in Ontario, hot, humid weather was pushing the power grid to its limits. Temperatures soared well into the 30s across most of Ontario, with humidity making it feel like the low 40s. In Toronto, in the middle of the afternoon, the temperature hit a high of 36 degrees Celsius, but the Humidex reading was a gross, sticky 47. And this came with no relief in advance. People in Canada's biggest city knew something wasn't right when they woke up to a very muggy morning after suffering through the hottest night ever recorded in the city, when the temperature fell now, to only 27.2. That was an overnight low, making it, follow me here, the highest low temperature record for the city. So how did it affect the population? On that August 1st, this day in weather history, the provincial power consumption peaked at over 27,000 megawatts, setting a record for the highest demand ever. The previous record was set on July 13th, 2005, when demand peaked at 26,160 megawatts. That in itself is particularly troubling in that the records set for high temperatures are now happening closer and closer together. But the consumption of energy, that is the great equalizer. Welcome to year two of this podcast. Right now, you're listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider. But there's also the daily podcast video short. They're shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective. But oftentimes, they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. Now you can say, nah, I like the heat and I love the humidity. I say it all the time. But you will also find that most people, me included, will also tend to stay indoors during the truly oppressive heat. And if you go to their home, they likely have the AC up while watching one of their several big screen TVs. Well, that quite honestly is not me. I don't watch the television, nor do I have several of them. That says how bad it really is for the masses as a whole when that happens. On August 1st, 2006, by noon, the demand for power had surpassed the province's power generation capabilities, and the demand continued to climb into the early evening. Now, I am certain that the people at the IESO, that's the Independent Electricity System Operators, had to be sweating bullets while having flashbacks to the 2003 Northeast America blackout that dropped 55 million people in North America into darkness and sweltering heat during August 14th through 16th of 2003. Look for that in a couple of weeks, right here on TDIWH. Just saying. Anyway, the IESO got out in front of this quick and made a somewhat rare plea to residents to conserve energy, or the province would experience brownouts or intermittent power outages. The agency recommended consumers keep their air conditioners in the 26 Celsius range, which incidentally is where mine is all the time in the summer, to use plug-in fans and keep the blinds and curtains closed to keep it as cool as possible. The summer and all-time peak for electricity demand was set on August 1st, 2006 at 27,005 megawatts. Hey, do you like the podcast? We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea, go right now to wherever you're listening to me and rate us, if you would please. It's on a 5-star system, and we would love as many stars as you can afford. So rate us, but then also review us. This way, we can always stay on top of how you'd like to see the show evolve. Then remember to subscribe to this podcast. Click the subscribe or follow button right there on the very same podcast homepage you're listening on. You'll be immediately reminded that the next day is ready to listen to, and you also have access to every episode in the archives. It dates back to June 1st of 2020, so there is a lot that we got to get caught up on this day in weather history. Tomorrow is August 2nd, and it only took us 2 months, and we are back into another story of how the weather caused a tragic turn of events for an airline. Yes, tomorrow we are going to go to Flight 191 that was expected to leave Fort Lauderdale and make a brief stopover at Dallas-Fort Worth. It did not go that way. The details and how this ended is all tomorrow on This Day in Weather History with me, your host, Chris May.